Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 30 October 2023. Welcome to this broadcast. We got a very special guest tonight, all the way from Russia. Yeah, we do. Going to bring up in a minute. Her name is Irene Caesar. Bring up a few minutes before I do that, though. A few announcements I want to make very quickly. Don't forget tonight and tomorrow night. Tomorrow night we end our specials of the month. We've been offering three books and an article that's very important. One is entitled, "Is Christmas Christian?" The book is a very good little booklet. "The Christian Civil Government," warning 1965, folks. And that's so relevant for the day. You have to read it to believe it. And then an article about the so-called Civil War and how we relied about that. All four of those items we're shipping out here for $25. That includes shipping. That is good and through tomorrow night. Now, if you would write a check tomorrow, it doesn't get here till next week. That's fine. As long as it's dated tomorrow, that's great. Off the, those specials will be honored all through tomorrow night and tomorrow, of course. And also, the special on the water filters ends tomorrow night also. And again, same thing here. If you write us a check and the letters post dated tomorrow, October 31st, you'll be good to go. But the filter spacers right now, folks, are good again, and I'm excited to offer that. It's a terrific deal for the filters that will replace anything in your stainless steel Berkey. It only takes one filter. That takes a Berkey 2 to 4 filters to do. So it's a very economic way of keeping water purified. If you don't have a Berkey stainless system to put them in, we can help you build your own system. All you have to buy extra is a spigot, and the directions will come on how to build your own filter system, folks. Quite simply done. But they're on sale, like I said. Get them while you can, and all you have to do to get them is call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448, and that is good through tomorrow night. And a very important prayer question tonight for Radio Hawk. Now, if you don't know who Hawk is on radio, then probably you haven't listened to a lot of alternative media for a long time. But Hawk has been a radio broadcaster for a long time now. And Hawk has a very aggressive type of cancer. Please keep him in your prayers. He's a warrior. He's standing up for the truth as best he understands it. And he does what he thinks is right for the glory of God. So remember Hawk in your prayers, please. Please do that. And tomorrow night, by the way, we'll have Deborah Tavira, so you don't want to miss that. She has a boatload of new information to share with us. As you know, it's always important and right down to the minute accurate on what's coming down in this world and in America. So keep those two things in mind. Prayer for Hawk, the specials for the month, and also special for the water filter, and tomorrow night's broadcast with Deborah Tavira. Now, tonight's guest is Irene Caesar. We're going to talk about a lot of different things. We'll start off talking a little bit about her life in Russia. She lives in Crimea, folks. I got a few questions to ask about that and what's going on there. But she is going to discuss tonight why Christianity has been under fire for hundreds of years. It started with the French Revolution and right on up through the present time. Why did Karl Marx call religion the opium of the people? And why is Christianity dangerous to society? You know, you've heard that if you're a Christian and you didn't get scared to death over the COVID vaccine, you didn't get a vaccine, you were considered anti-science. If you're a Christian, you're anti-science. So just going on from there. But we're going to discuss that in a little bit with Irene Caesar, this lady I've known back and forth by emails now for a few months, and finally got a schedule in the broadcast to share her thoughts. Irene, are you there?
Yes, yes. Hello.
It is good to have you, honey. It really is. I'm glad you're with us tonight. As I said before, make yourself at home tonight. Enjoy yourself. You're part of the family tonight. I want you to share your story. But tell the folks a little bit about who Irene Caesar is. Just give us a little bit of a biography about who you are.
I'm the author of the fundamental theory of wave optics in chromosomes and the president and founder of the American company Wave Genome LLC, incorporated in the state of Connecticut in 2010. I hold dual American-Russian citizenship and was invited to the United States of America in 1994 with Visa O for the extraordinary abilities. And this visa gives them immediately the green card in the 6 months of extraordinary ability. And I have a PhD, which I have received in the City University of New York in 1994. And my company develops bioholography. This is the revolutionary research. And I work with the different groups of scientists, and mostly in Russia, because in the United States, this research is classified. And in Russia, it was declassified in 2008. I have founded the consortium, the Matrix City, in 2011. And in 2012, I have given the honorary lecture at the invitation of the New York University, Columbia University in New York, Harriman Institute. And in this consortium, I have created the concept of the matrix city, which is completely opposite to the matrix concept in the West, and which is based upon the Christian values. And I consider that Christianity is the only way to save humankind from the apocalypse, which is right now created, prepared by the organized crime, transnational organized crime, which tries to put United States against Russia. And Russia is not enemy of the United States. In fact, Russia has saved the United States during the Civil War, when French and British have sent their warships to the shores of the United States, and Russian Empire have sent their fleet to New York, Baltic Fleet and Pacific Fleet to San Francisco, and literally saved the United States from the onslaught of the British Empire and French Empire. So Russians literally saved the United States of America. And I believe that at this moment, only Russia and United States are capable to withstand the plans of the World Economic Forum, which consists in creating the two-caste society of cyber slaves, who would be sterile, and their masters, who would be fully human. And only Russia and United States together can fight this plans of cyber slavery. And
oh,
my
wow.
path my path to science, to biology, right, to bioholography, happened precisely because of my mystic path to Christ. And I can describe you the cornerstones of this path. When I was 13 years old, I realized that the world is infinite. And I had many paranormal experiences in my life. Actually, I have psychic abilities proven by many occasions when I deciphered state secrets of in the United States, including. And I was 13 years old, and I was naked in a bath, and I suddenly realized that the world is infinite, the universe is infinite. And later on, I realized that it is benevolent. When I was in my early 20s, I had a near-death experience, and I had risen to the infinite light, and there was only light around me, and I realized that it is infinite, and it was love. And I had only one thought in my head: why people don't love? It is so simple. And when I had returned to my senses, I couldn't look at people around me, so corrupted so they seemed to me to be. And later I rationalized this thought by the following argument: if the universe is infinite, then had it been malignant, it would have destroyed itself. So the infinity should be precisely benevolent. So the infinity is infinite both extensively in width into width and intensively into depth. So the universe is contained entirely in its every matrix point, and in the quantum physics it is called the holographic principle. And only Christianity is the expression of the holographic principle. So only Christianity, with its embodiment of the divine in the human body, in the human form, the body of Christ, is the highest expression of quantum physics. All other religions, and I don't want to be xenophobic or intolerant, I respect all peoples and all religions, but the fact is the fact. Only Christianity is the highest expression of quantum physics. So Christians should be proud of themselves. So all criticism of Christian fundamentalism is false. And this is precisely why Christians are persecuted, because this realization that the infinity is entirely in you, and that is why your soul is infinite and eternal, this realization, only this realization can save us from cyber slavery, which Klaus Schwab is preparing for humans. Only this realization can give us powers to resist the onslaught of psychotronic weapons. And in my life, I was attacked by psychotronic weapons. And according to the evidence, I had broken the psychotronic generator from the distance. So I'm you might say famous in the close, very close circles of certain people who undertake psychotronic attacks on people. And
let me ask you a question, please, Irene, if you don't mind. I'd like to ask you a question. You are in Russia. You're actually in Crimea. And of course, then you're in right now the nation's at war where you are. But how are Christians treated in your area?
Well, Russia had returned to Russian Orthodox Church, so it is a very Christian country. It is Russia had returned to its foundations, so Russia is building again Christian churches. And you see, the point is not just dogma. Christian dogma is the expression of quantum physics. Also, the ritual is the expression of quantum physics. And in a tiny detail, For example, to the church, right? Especially the Russian Orthodox Church. I would say the Russian Orthodoxy, which is the union of Christian Church, Islam, and Hinduism. It is like Mother Church. It has the feminine shape. That's why we say Mother Church. And it is the generator of the form of the scalar waves. And the scalar waves is the theta rhythm of the brain. And only when the person, the human, gets into the theta rhythm of the brain, the person gets healed. The person, the man, gets recovery from illness and clear vision only in this state. And Russian church creates the scalar waves, which is the theta rhythm of the brain. And the scalar wave is when the wave is reflected back upon itself, and it nullifies any external signal when the peak of the forward-going wave is nullified by the trough of the same wave when it is reflected back upon itself. So the church, some Catholic churches and Russian Orthodox churches, Muslim mosques, for example, Al-Aqsa Mosque in Al-Quds, Jerusalem, they are the generators of the form which create the scalar waves. So people go to the church precisely to go into this theta brain state. So the Christian ritual is precisely the healing ritual, not figuratively, but literally. You see, so it is not only the dogma of Christianity is quantum physics, but also the ritual is quantum physics. Even when you take beads, right, rosemary, right, and say prayer 1,000 times, it is also the method of going into theta brainwave state in which only recovery and clear vision are possible, you see? So it is also deeply scientific. There is nothing of, ignorance or darkness about it. It is very ancient rituals, methods of purifying yourself, getting clear vision and purifying both your mind and your body. And I had many times such experiences in Russian Orthodox churches. I had my very strong toothache being stopped when I was standing right beneath the cupola, the dome, and many other experiences of this kind.
Well,
and,
let me ask you a question, if you don't mind, Irene. How long were you in the USA?
Well, from 1994, so more than 20 years. Right now it's more than 20 years.
All right, more than 20 years. And compared to the churches in Russia, what is American church like in comparison?
Well, we lived in Connecticut, in Stamford, and my children, I have three children, they were going to a congregational church. There was no Russian Orthodox church around. So my children were going to congregational church, to Sunday school and to summer camps. And so we were active members of the congregational church. And I can say that though the generator of the form is absent in the Protestant churches, but still every person, every Christian is the church in oneself, you see. So Christ said that if you are a true Christian, it's not even necessary to go to the church because you are the church yourself, you see.
Amen.
So, and Christians They are all Christians anywhere in the world, Orthodox, Catholic, Protestant. We all have the same foundation, you see. And the foundation is this holographic principle that the universe is entirely in its every matrix point. This
well,
is
you,
the highest expression
of quantum
physics.
Do you think the American churches have the zeal for Christ that they should have compared perhaps to where you are?
Yes, I think that, you see, I think that there was a very deep meaning of why I came to the United States, you see. For example, during this pandemic, so-called 201 event, which was clearly a black operation of the synagogue of Satan, using the binary biological weapons against the unarmed civilians worldwide, the Russian Orthodox Church had supported the vaccination, which is the injection of the HIV straight into the bloodstream. And in the United States, there are churches which opposed this. And in Pennsylvania, for example, they now have the law which requires the sellers to accept cash. You see, so people resist cyber slavery. They resist these 15-minute cities. They resist implantation of chips into the brain. So United States remains the leader of the world, spiritual leader, and this leadership lies precisely with Christians.
Okay, so, well, you said a lot. So we see America straying from the principles and morals of God's word, very much so. I see less of it from what I can see in your country. It appears to me that Russia is turning back to God while America is turning away from God. Are you seeing that also?
Well, I believe that one continent and the antipode continent. So we like the pair. I mean, the United States and Russia are the pair which go together. They go together. So the United States, during the Civil War, right, got salvation thanks to Russia. And right now, at this moment, they will come the time, right, when Americans will turn to Russia. And we will unite together. This is because I don't see the other way.
What what is the viewpoint of the Russian citizens that you live around of America and American citizens?
The view of Russia, how Russians view Americans?
Yes.
Well, you know, Russians, we all are Scythians, you see, Scythians. And Great Scythia was the global empire during the Bronze Age of matriarchy. Anglo-Saxons are Scythians. The word Slav was created in the 17th century. Before that, it was Sklav, Sak. Sklavin Sakaliba. So we are the same Sak as Anglo-Saxons and German Saxons, and they are the same Russians because this Sak, Sklavin Sakaliba, is derived from Russian words for falcon, sakal. And Greeks called us Scythians. If is a Greek suffix, and so vowels were not written. So Scythians are Sak, Sak Scythians. And Anglo-Saxons emerged in Britain in the 4th century AD based upon the contract with the Romans. And they know precisely that they are Sarmatians or Scythians. There is the book From Great Scythia to Camelot. So we are the same people. So Anglo-Saxons and Russians, we are the same, exactly the same people, exactly the same, you see? Siberia, you see? We have the same ancient law, we have the same genetic memory, we have the same ancestry.
Would that be where we got the word Caucasian from for the white race, Caucasian, because they come from the Caucasian mountains in Russian area?
Precisely. There is the book by Ivan Akhmatov, published in Russian Empire in 1831. It is called Atlas Historical, Geographical, and Chronological. It consists of maps created from ancient sources, and it depicts the kingdoms of Amazons. The first after Diluvian kingdom was Cimmerian or Sumerian. S or K were interchangeable letters. So Crimea was called Cimmerion. So, and there is the city Kemerovo in Russia. So Kemerovo or Cimmerian are the same thing. And in Gilgamesh, in the epos of Gilgamesh, there is this king of Uruk, Gilgamesh, and he got the friend Mowgli from the jungle, Enkidu, and he civilized him and made him his friend. And Enkidu was taken on Vimana, and his hair and nails fell off, probably from radiation. And after that, Gilgamesh went to the north to see the and to the sea, and crossed the sea, probably Aral Sea, in Siberia. And he went to the land where the gods of Sumer lived, and the immortal man Utnapishtim, who had survived the global flood. So he went to Russia, to this territory of Russia. And in Russia, we have the city Samara and the river Samara. And Samara River flows into the river Ra. So our major river was called Ra. So that's why we have the cult of Ra, the absolute light that ancient Russians brought to Egypt and India. So Sumer is actually Al-Samaria. Iraq is called Al-Samaria. And in the middle of Iraq, Sumer of Al-Samaria, there stands the Iraqi city Samara. So Gilgamesh went to the Russian city Samara to see the gods of Sumer. So this is the proof that the territory of Russia, the mother Russia, is the most ancient civilization in the world. And according to the calendar, we have right now 7,500 something year, and Jews have 5,500 something year. So the Christianity emerged in Russia in the age of matriarchy. All these Ten Commandments emerged precisely in the communal way of living, where people didn't have private property. And they didn't have private property because they moved their cities every 70 to 80 years because they had this agricultural civilization, right? And the soil got exhausted. And that's why they moved their cities for every 70 to 80 years. And they lived in this radial round cities with the red square in the middle.
Okay, hang on through the break, please, Irene. A lot more talk about folks after the break. If you have any questions or comments we're talking about tonight, you're welcome to call us, as always, at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods at bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers, made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks. We are talking to Irene Caesar, and I'm telling you what, this has been an interesting conversation. I'm having a little bit difficult time of hearing her, but I speak hillbilly. So I have a hard time understanding people sometimes. But her information is absolutely amazing, and obviously she agrees with a lot of things that I've already studied about the Caucasian race. That's the white race we used to call Caucasian. Now we don't any longer. But nonetheless, there's a reason for all these things. But now we're going to go into different, same line of questioning, maybe a little different topic the next half hour. And the phone line's open at 844-769-2944. And as Irene has said, Christianity does not oppose science. Christianity proves true science. But there's a lot of science out there that's what the Bible calls it, science falsely so-called. It's not the true science. And they will use their false science to demean Christianity, to make fun of our faith and our ability to walk in faith in Christ and make a difference in this world. They don't want that. It's hard to conquer someone who will not bow their knee to tyranny because they're Christians. That's just the way it is. That's why they hate us so much. We don't fear death. So they hate us. They don't understand that. They cannot comprehend that an individual will not be afraid of dying as they are. That's why they're looking for eternal life in themselves and of themselves. But now, Irene, you said a lot tonight that's really interesting, but I want to get into, if you don't mind a little bit, you talk about the vaccine, of course, and what it's done to the bodies of people all over the world and how they shut down the world, basically, with this false scenario. And thousands of businesses went out of business here in the United States because of that. I mean, it's just been a nightmare, and it's all been done on purpose. They enslaved the people enough that made them so afraid they wore masks and stood 6 foot apart. Of all the nonsense in the world, Americans and the church in America as a whole fell for it. They actually shut down because their governor said they needed to shut down because of the fear of a virus. That is so shameful for the churches. But you wouldn't. Well, you said you're going to explain about the transgenderism and the new mRNA so-called vaccine and in relation to the Christian dogma. Go into that a little bit, if you don't mind. What has taken the United States of America and other countries, too, but I live in the U.S., America has become a very wicked nation in my lifetime. What has taken us away from the fact that we were a moral individual, moral country, lived as individuals with a moral compass that kept us somewhat in check? What happened to us?
Well, at the moment, right, we are approaching the end times, right? So we will have to create a better system. We will have to transition to the better world, because this system that is right now active in the West or in the East, for that matter, is not effective. And when the World Economic Forum says that we need to reset, right, the system, that this system doesn't work, they are correct. But they want the reset in the incorrect way. So the reset that they want will put an end to the human civilization, sterilize the population, and literally destroy this planet. So they have already the vision how they put some ship right in the closed space, near space, and live on this ship because this planet becomes uninhabitable. So, and that's why we need to put an end to these plans. How we can do it? We can create our own plan, right? We can create our own matrix and prove that the word matrix is not evil, not satanic. It is the motherly notion. It is the matriarchal notion. So we need to, return to the foundations of our human civilization. We need to return to this early Christianity, the Christianity of the early age. And this Christianity of the early age, it was based upon the realization that human a soul is not simply infinite and eternal. It is divine. It is the sparkle of God, which contains God inside entirely. And this is not ignorance. It is precisely the highest expression of quantum physics. And we need to return to this foundations of the Christianity in the sense of ritual, creating the generators of the form. So we need to understand that Al-Aqsa, this mosque right in Jerusalem, and all the Christian churches in Jerusalem, they are the generators of the form, creating the scalar waves. And the scalar waves create the scalar wave diffraction grating. And refraction inside the scalar wave diffraction grating. A diffraction grating is literally a grid. And every segment of this grid, of the diffraction grating, becomes itself a scalar wave from a macrocosm to microcosm. And this is refraction. Refraction towards one and only zero center of the quantum no-locality, focus of this universal wave crystal. And this zero center focus of the wave crystal is one and the same for chromosome and galaxy. And through this center, we go into the quantum no-locality. This quantum no-locality is the absolute light, is the divine, the higher reality. And only going into this only while going into this quantum locality, we get recovery, physical recovery, and mental recovery, psychic recovery, and clear vision.
Well, that's exactly why Satan and all of his minions are trying to destroy this and pervert all of this.
So macrocosm and microcosm are one and the same thing. And chromosome is the reflection of the divine. And we have two kinds of chromosomes, acrocentric and metacentric chromosomes. The same gene gets expressed in the functional individuals and species via metacentric chromosome, which is analogous to the well-centered and focused eye crystal. It is literally the cross, the Christian cross, is the metacentric chromosome capable of regeneration and replication. And the same gene gets expressed in the dysfunctional individuals and species by acrocentric chromosome, which is analogous to the far-sighted or near-sighted eye out of focus. So acrocentric chromosome is literally half of the metacentric chromosome. So unfortunately, Catholic cross, for example, is close to acrocentric chromosome, and ancient Orthodox cross is the metacentric chromosome. That's why Vatican is implicated, unfortunately, in dysfunction, let's say it like this. So the same gene gets expressed in humans via metacentric chromosomes, and the same gene gets expressed in monkeys via acrocentric chromosome. The same gene gets expressed in wild horses, which are similar to donkeys, by acrocentric chromosome, and the same gene gets expressed in the domesticated horses, which are superior in their physical and mental abilities to wild horses, via metacentric chromosome. Children with Down syndrome have extra acrocentric chromosome, so, and women capable of replicating have their gender chromosome metacentric, and males who are incapable of replicating have their gender chromosome is as acrocentric. So Christian cross is precisely the metacentric chromosome capable of regeneration and replication, and the galaxy and the entire universe is basically based upon the cross. So the cross is the generator of the form. Is literally the foundation for quantum physics and quantum physics technology, for quantum leap technologies. So suppression of the cross is not simply the suppression of Christian fundamentalists, Christians. The suppression of Christian cross is the highest expression of misogyny, which leads to sterilization and literally the human extinction on this planet. And the suppression of the cross is the suppression of the quantum leap technologies. So Christians, they should be proud of the cross, of their cross, and should wear the cross all the time, and not simply wear the cross on their chest, by the heart, but they should cross themselves with the gesture of putting a cross upon themselves, because this is not just an ancient ritual, it is the quantum leap by physics, which brings their mind, their brain, to third rhythm scalar wave state, only in which we can reach clear vision and recovery.
Wow.
So, and so mRNA vaccines is the destruction of the cross in our blood.
Uh-huh.
It's the destruction of the metacentric chromosome. How? By the introduction of the homologous nucleotides, all proteins in this virus, SARS-CoV-2, are homologous to human proteins, except for one. As is stated in the paper by James Lyons Weiler, January 2020. So what does this mean? This means that you get superfluous nucleotides, extra nucleotides, and they destroy the precisely calibrated structure of your chromosomes, wave optics of your chromosomes. And the structural damage in chromosomes is the major reason for all diseases. And it is called the effect of the destructive RNA interference. The Nobel Prize 2006 for Andrew Fire and Craig Mellow. They took RNA from the worm, C. elegans worm, and gave it back to the worm, and the worm died. And so this is the effect of the destructive RNA interference. So all these vaccines, mRNA vaccines, are the paradigmatic effect of the destructive RNA interference. And when your immune system tries to get rid of this superfluous RNA nucleotides in your system, it attacks itself because these nucleotides get inserted into your own nucleotides as a key into a keyhole. And when the immune system is trying to get rid of them, it attacks itself and destroys itself. It destroys its own T lymphocytes. So you get all these autoimmune reactions, all the cytokine storms, all this pathogenic priming, enhanced immune response, antibody-dependent enhancement, etc. And when the immune system destroys itself, you get AIDS. And I was the first scientist in the world who was talking about the vaccine-caused AIDS. And now they started talking about AIDS, vaccine-caused AIDS. And I was the first scientist who in 2021... keynote speech at the World Congress, the Biological Science and Technology in Japan, introduced this idea that this virus is nothing else as the binary biological weapon as HIV spread as airborne viruses, airborne AIDS or airborne HIV. And these so-called vaccines, both mRNA vaccines and AD5, adenovirus 5 vaccines, are the introduction of HIV straight into the bloodstream. And all RNA viruses, human RNA viruses, are HIVs, human immunodeficiency viruses, because all of them are homologous to human nucleotides. That's why they were not isolated. That's why the SARS-CoV-2 virus was not isolated, because it is simply almost identical with your intracellular liquid. So Luc Montagnier, who got his Nobel Prize for the so-called isolation of HIV, was the largest criminal in the 20th century because he was lying that he had isolated HIV. It is impossible to isolate HIV because HIV, human, so-called human immunodeficiency virus, is simply the destroyed structure of your chromosomes. It is the intracellular liquid with the destroyed structure. And the extreme stage of this structural damage in chromosomes is the prion disease. Prion disease is the extreme case of encephalopathy, encephalitis, when a man goes nuts, goes crazy. And there was the paper in 2021 by Dr. Klassen, who had proven that Bart Klassen, COVID-19 RNA-based vaccines and the risk of prion disease, published in Microbiology and Infectious Diseases Journal on February 8, 2021. So he had proven that mRNA vaccines lead to prion disease or zombie apocalypse. So prions are the proteins which lose their structure, their crystalline structure, and they become like a sponge. And the first case of prion diseases in the West was in 2000. In the early 2000s, 1996 and then 2000-something, in Britain, Great Britain, so-called mad cow disease. And it emerged because they had fed the cows with their own cows, own bone powder and flesh powder, so with their own flesh.
Wow.
So
wow.
Feeding cows with their own proteins is equal to cannibalism. So it is the paradigmatic example of the destructive RNA interference. And our ancestors put a strict ban on all cases of the effect of the destructive RNA interference. They banned cannibalism, including in rituals, drinking human blood, eating human flesh. And so all members of the synagogue of Satan who consume human blood or who take adrenochrome, which is proven to cause schizophrenia, they simply destroy their own brains by the effect of the destructive RNA interference. Also, our ancestors banned homosexuality because homosexuality is also the effect of the destructive RNA interference. They banned casual sex and put a ban even on the monogamous heterosexual sex. We should be limited by the religious ritual, so it should be limited because even heterosexual monogamous sex is the effect of the destructive RNA interference. They banned incest because of this, and they banned the consumption of pork because nucleotides in pork are very close to human nucleotides, and the biological experiments are first conducted on rats, then on monkeys, then on swine, pigs, and only after that on humans. So that's why all these Christian rules of behavior, right? Christian ban on homosexuality. It has nothing to do with freedom, you see, and democracy. It has everything to do with quantum physics, with the highest expression of quantum-linked biotechnology. So Christians, they preserve this multi-millennia ancient wisdom, which rejects the effects of the destructive RNA interference. So the entire Christian morality is based upon the science. So
what you're saying is based upon science
and rituals based upon science.
What you're saying is then God's laws are intended to keep his creation pure. That includes us, to keep us functioning as he wants to function.
Yes, and let's take also transgenderism, right? As I said, female gender chromosome is metacentric, and only that's why a female is capable of giving childbirth, is capable of replicating. And only because male gender chromosome is acrocentric, literally half of the female metacentric chromosome, literally half of the cross, Christian cross. That's why male can't give birth. That's why man needs to have a wife. Wife gives to a man the ability to reach the scalar wave because the cross is the expression of the scalar wave. So male creates the impulse. The shape of his chromosome is close to the pyramid, and the same wave, when it is reflected sideways, is overlaid with itself. And when the wave is overlaid with itself, its amplitude increases. So the signal increases. So the male increases the signal, and the female nullifies the signal in the scale wave. So together they create the generator of the form of literally for the eternal life. And male should have a daughter because daughter takes a chromosome from mother and a chromosome from father, and literally is healing his father via applying her own chromosome to his chromosome. So as many daughters a male has, the better he is. So male, like Peter Thiel, right, he injects himself with the blood of a young boy. And he doesn't understand that he destroys himself and so literally drives himself nuts, crazy, because he literally is engaging in the effect of the destructive RNA interference, and he's a homosexual, also is engaging via anal sex with the same very close biological specimen. He engages in the destructive effects of the RNA interference. And if he wants to live a long, happy life, he better get a wife and a daughter and a few daughters to live happily and have clear vision.
Wow. My goodness, your knowledge is amazing. Now, is there any way people can learn more about what you do? Do you have a website?
Yes, I have a website, which is wavegenome.com. And I am producing the generators of the form for the scalar wave. And my company was the first company in the world which have brought the Christian tradition of using electrodes to the quantum era level. So our ancestors used electrodes as the generators of the form for creating the scalar wave to reach clear vision and physical recovery from illness. So what are electrodes? They are natural resins. And electrode consists of two words, electrical and magnetic. So these are the resins, which are crystals, polymer crystals, with a tetrapole structure. So tetrapole crystals. So they have four poles, not two poles. They are not dipoles. They are tetrapoles, like our DNA. Our DNA is a tetrapole. One strand goes one direction, and the second strand goes the opposite direction. So it is also a cross. A cross, our DNA is a cross. So the scalar wave annuls any linear signals, say, when the peak of the forward going wave is nullified by the trough of the same wave when it is reflected back upon itself. So,
wow.
And electrodes, are, as I said, are resins, right? Produced by plants, and they are also electrodes as stones. Electrodes produced by plants are closer to us biologically, and our ancestors used them for millennia. They used them in the liquid crystal form. That's why we have the notion of God anointed king. So they anointed the heads of the kings with the essential oil, mostly of frankincense. And they used frankincense in the aerosol crystal form. Our Russian Orthodox churches burn frankincense inside the church.
We're out of time, Irene. Please email me again information on your website if you don't mind, please. And thanks much for this night. And I know it's really early morning over there. So you have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon again, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye, sweetheart. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night with Deborah Tavares. You won't miss that either. What a program. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.